Hello. Welcome to the catch up.
Hello.
Thank you for streaming. Hello.
Hello.
Make sure you subscribe as well. I wish we could be happy. We had to tackle some serious sausage issues today at Bunnings.
Did we solve it? I don't think we did.
We did. Remember, Gerhard from Ferny Grove rang up and said you should be using those other different rolls.
Right. Yeah.
Trust a German to solve a sausage problem. Loves their bratwursts over there.
Also, we tried to solve the issue over women's cricket and how they have got some dramas happening.
And the Triple M community are lending a hand to get a little bloke called Henry home for Christmas.
You ask the littlest question and it always gets answered. Claire's had it in the news all morning, this Bunnings story, which is quite bizarre. It's not a joke. It has been brought in quietly over the last few weeks. It's because of occupational health and safety. One of my biggest bugbears in life is people telling you how to do things more safely than what you're currently doing. It's protecting idiots, and often it's probably saving people who shouldn't be still with us.
Natural attrition should have happened.
That's right.
That's just
Darwinism. It's stopping Darwinism and making mankind worse off.
Now, I don't know about everyone else's Bunnings, but mine has a sausage sizzle every single day of the week. I go
most
to the Stafford
do.
One. Do they? Most of them?
Most of them do.
Every day.
Every day. Because some people are like surprised and go, well, mine only does it on weekends. But do you know there's a queue between Apex and Scouts and Rotary and all
everywhere.
Sorts of things? They all have.
Mine only does it on the weekends.
I know my mum's bowls club out at Aspley Memorial. They occasionally do one out at the one at Bald Hills. But you've got to book in 3 months earlier to go, we'll go Saturday next May. We'll do that Thursday or whatever. All right, so they're very popular. Don't you agree?
What is the story? What is unsafe about a sausage sizzle apart from the hot plate?
All right, so they've handed it down. So if you're the community group who's cooking up the barbie, you now have to put the onions on the bread before you put the meat and then ask them whether they want the sauce.
That's so
why?
Stupid.
Because they're claiming that people have been going from the marquee where you buy your sausage straight inside and having a look up and down the hallways, and onions have been loose carries, I'd call it, like a loose carry of a football. It's a loose carry of your sausage sanger. And the onions have been going over. Then some blokes coming in with his thongs on and slipped and gone, you know, A over T.
Right.
And that's caused. And Bunnings are now, their lawyers would have said, we've got to protect ourselves here because we're getting a claim. There's probably people sued them. I guess in the background, that's
over
where this is.
Over an onion.
Over an onion or over many onions. So now they're going, they need that underneath the sausage so they don't go rolling out. Right.
Now, okay.
Think at your Bunnings store. You know that bloke or girl that stands at the door there and lets people steal six mowers? That guy a couple of weeks ago stole, who does
various Bunnings.
Maybe he or she is looking the wrong way. They should be on onion patrol. Like, you can't, just don't eat them inside the store.
Okay.
Do you need to wander around Bunnings eating your stupid sausage sandwich and licking the sauce off your fingers and then touching drill bits before I go and buy them? No, you don't need that.
Absolutely. The protocol when you get a sausage from a sausage sizzle is to consume it in two or three bites whilst making eye contact with the person that sold it to you.
Yeah. So then we can keep the onions on top, eat them outside the store, and that guy could probably even, if he really is into customer service, wipe that little bit of sauce off your right-hand side of your face, that sort of thing.
But isn't that one of the simple pleasures in life, that blokes
licking
have their
fingers.
Sausage in one hand and then can peruse the aisle of Bunnings, the
You're
aisles of Bunnings.
Still talking about the sausage sizzle?
Yeah. yes. Well, while consuming their sausage and dreaming of all the projects they could do.
Can't go into a dress store with food, can you? I've
no,
noticed
you
that sign. So you shouldn't go into Bunnings and go touching a mower that I might be going to buy or a fertiliser bag. I don't want someone else's sauce on me product.
Correct? Why is there mustard all over this drill?
Oh, I hate that. What is that mustard doing on that piece? I was going to buy that architrave, but it's got some Barbie sauce on it.
What's the mayo doing all over this mirror? This is just too much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's probably in the... Just had a call from Gerhard from Ferny Grove. And I tell you, here we go. Are you ready? He's claiming because they use slices of bread, the onion's breaking through that bread, especially if you put it under the sausage. The onion
falling out
through.
Of the end of the bread.
Ooh, hold on. We're not assuming that Gerhard is a German person. It is a German.
But I am. I'm German. I'm not Gerhard. I'm some other German.
You sound like Matthias Korn. Now, Gerhard's suggestion was...
Yep.
Hot dog rolls. completely absorb everything. Everything will be
safe. Well, some of them do hot dog rolls, but it's more expensive.
Yeah, that's right. We'll stop being scabs and start saving people's lives.
Yeah,
people
Rotary
are dying at Bunnings every day.
Yeah, Rotary people charity
be
people.
Incapacitated by sleeping on an onion because it's trapped in a roll.
Okay.
It's very good, Gerhard.
Yeah.
Das ist gut.
Okay.
I think the Moon Man just wanted to get his German accent away. The Big Breakfast on Triple M with sexy,
I'm
sexy
not
Paul Kelly.
Man.
Yes, you are. Hey, listen, I'll tell you an interesting change in my life. Whenever I always read the sports section first in the paper, picked up The Australian today, and I found myself voluntarily, not being forced into it, but going, gee, I'm enjoying women's cricket lately, and I start
women. Better than the blokes at the moment.
That might be it. I'm too embarrassed and I don't want to know about the troubles in Australian men's cricket, but the girls are going so well. And as Moon said before, that innings of Alicia Healy's the other day, scoring the fastest 50 in women's cricket history, quite incredible.
She's Healy's niece, not daughter. Yeah. Okay.
She grew up down in Sydney, married Mitchell Stark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I drove past their house because I went to a 50th down there of my brother-in-law. They bought Jennifer Hawkins' house.
Did they just?
There you go, a bit of housing gossip that you weren't expecting there.
Nice house.
It was a nice house. Haunted. All right, so the story goes on, and I'll go, this is so interesting. Did you know, and one size does not fit all when it comes to sport, and they're finding, governments are finding that out, that they're being asked by all the sports clubs in AFL women's and rugby women's and everything else, oh, we just built dressing sheds for blokes. We didn't think 50 years ago that women wanted to use it.
We don't need a urinal. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Well, a lot of girls are probably walking into dressing rooms going, what is that piece of metal?
And
is that what you blokes...
stink?
Is that what you blokes
and
have been
doing? And why has somebody washed the paintbrushes in it at every sporting club in Australia? It's always got green paint on it, the urinal.
Oh, that's brilliant. So it's not just about dressing rooms. The simple fact is concussion, okay? Now, they're talking about cricket. The same thing happens in AFL. There's a thing called pink concussion because they've just gone, righto, the parameters around concussion, as in how long you have to have out, what is the baseline measurements to see whether you've recovered, are completely different for women. There's a study coming out of the States, and now all the Australian women's sports are going, oh, I see, they react differently to recovery.
Well, we take longer to
recover from a concussion.
Oh, wow.
Very real thing. And then the story started going on, and this is where I got interested, was shoes. Because men's feet are complete, they don't make women's cricket shoes.
That's disgraceful.
So what
these
poor girls playing for our T20 team are wearing 4 and 5 pairs of socks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
This is where it gets.
Oh, so they don't have a smaller shoe for women.
Don't they have kids' cricket shoes?
Don't they have runners?
Well, apparently they're getting runners and then sticking spikes. You know how, I don't know if you guys know, but cricket shoes have spikes in them, and then they're getting the female runners or sand shoes and sticking spikes into them.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. So ASICs are now working on getting women's shoes.
As they should.
Hold on, what do you got there?
Okay, so you were asking if, you know, girls' sports, women's sports has had issues in the transition because it's, you know, new. Mel of the Sunny Coast, what can you tell us?
Hi, my daughter plays basketball for Representative Queensland, and she can't find basketball shoes and shorts.
So same thing.
Yes.
But
so she's only tiny and 14. She can't find anything appropriate because they're predominantly men's shoes.
It's kind of weird because women's basketball's been around for a long time. It's not as if it's a new thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But if she's tiny, that's the problem because they now make basketball stuff for people with, you know, who are 7 foot and size 15 shoe, but not for a little person.
Righto.
Yes.
Okay.
So what would happen with the female cricketer? Will they end up getting 30 pairs of shoes when they finally do get them?
Because as soon as they run out.
They'll all be styling.
Oh, that'd be nice. It could bedazzle them.
Now, do we ever get an answer? Did someone look up the answer to the cricket protection for girls? You know, men wear a box to protect the jewels, or whatever you want to call them, in the groin region. Do girls?
Yes, we do. We wear this thing that looks like a G-string that's a bit sort of protective.
Oh, God.
A padded G-string.
And an armoured chest plate. So an armoured plate for the chest. This is sensational.
I'd wear that to give me some.
Oh, so you're saying you'll use the cricket bra as your Wonder Bra.
Right. You push-up chest plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Marto, Robin and the Moon Man, lend a hand.
Yes, we are. We're trying to help three-year-old Henry, a vivacious little guy about 6 to 12 months ago and then contracted a virus. He is now paralysed and on a ventilator, but thankfully is able to come home for Christmas as long as we can get his house ready to go. You guys have answered our call in the last 2 days. Thank you so much to people like Viking Rentals for the Portaloo, Wagner's Concrete, Reese Plumbing at Eagle Farm, Narangba Timbers, and so many of you guys who are volunteering your time to actually get little Henry's house up to scratch so he can be home for Christmas.
Work started there yesterday. I've seen a few. I didn't go out yesterday because I was busy most of the day, but they started demolishing. They started measuring up the slab and trying to get all that done. Well, the bloke who was on site and will be on site every moment because he heard it. I went, God, I can't get there a lot of the time. So Roger from Bowen Hill said, hey, I've just finished a job down in Hobart. I'm a project manager. Can I help out? Can you ever? And Roger's with us now. Hello, mate.
Morning, Marto. How are you?
Tell everyone how we went. There was a bit of demolition yesterday.
Yes, we got all the bathrooms stripped out yesterday and started making the openings where we want to do the ramps internally from level to level. And then stuck a bit of a problem with a 200 series block wall where we want to go through.
That's what we need to talk about. Neither Roger or I the day before realised that it didn't seem for any reason there was a slight block wall about 800, 900 long that seems to be supporting a beam.
Well, can't you just knock it out?
Yeah, if we were dodgy, we'd do something, but we're making sure we're doing this properly. So, Rog, we do need an engineer. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, look, an engineer would be really what we need at the moment, or a building certifier of some description, just so we need to get this wall out, but we also need to support above it, obviously.
Oh, right, so you need one of those big girders in there.
Well, I'd say a steel portal frame or something we have to go in. It's an old external wall, so, it is supporting.
We need someone to give their all clear. Like Roger and I could have a go, but then someone might come back. You've got to keep yourself
certified and
covered
make sure it's
these
okay.
days. Yeah. So we do need, if there's a builder listening and goes, oh, am I an engineer to champion? It's at Camira is where Henry's house
is. So basically they've just got to turn up and do something
and
for a day.
And give us the all clear. No, not even a day. It could take, well, Rog, what do you reckon?
Oh, look, he just needs to look at it and give us some advice and a bit of a quick sketch of how we need to get around it.
It could take 15 minutes. We just need him to turn up on site just briefly and go, yep, that's what you need. Give you the all clear if you guys do that.
So far the response has been so incredible. I'm sure that we will get somebody a toot suite.
Rog, I don't know if you've got the radio on out there. I described you as like Keith on the block. Is that okay with you?
No, I haven't got the radio on here, mate. No.
All right, you're actually working. We can say all sorts of things about you now.
Yeah.
So an engineer, 133353 if you are such a beast. But can you just explain to me, I want to get a visual on all of this, Roger. So basically all these tradies are turning up and you're on site from what, like 7? And what happens?
Yes, 6:37. So yesterday we just all turned up, looked at how we can do this bathroom, stripped it out.
How many? How many people?
Oh, we would have had a dozen guys here on site yesterday. Wow. We're just waiting on materials today. Once we get that on site, had concreters turn up to look at the driveway.
Hey, just on that one, Rog, I heard from Wagner's Concrete late yesterday afternoon. Sorry, I don't know if I sent you that note. They're good to go Friday. Will you be right with the formwork to pour that slab Friday?
Yes, we spoke to them yesterday.
Good one, you did.
We got guys forming all that up first thing in the morning and pouring on the same day.
Yeah.
So that's looking good.
Excellent.
Some days it takes me all day to pay gas bill. I'm just so proactive.
You need Roger in your life, mate.
Everyone needs Roger in their lives.
We are well on track to get Henry home for Christmas.
That's what we need, or a certifier. Hey, Mike, you might be able to help us, eh?
Morning, Marto. Yes. Yeah, we're a local building certification company.
Oh, my God.
Heard the call out this morning, so... Yeah, thought we might be able to assist.
Now, do you know, all we're after, mate, we've got a block wall, it's got a rod going through it, so obviously it's got a beam above it. It didn't look like, it wasn't a structural wall as far as we were concerned. Then you pull the wall apart and go, oh, is that the sort of thing you can come out, say, this is what you boys need to do, off you go?
We can. That sort of work typically may need a building approval as well, so that's the sort of stuff we can help out with. But from the sounds of it, it might be best to come out and have a look. We can provide some advice from there. If we did need to get an engineer's opinion, we can sort of figure that out on the spot and we can probably help out there too. So
Mike, here's the rub. Can you do it today?
Of course. Yeah, we can make that happen.
Hey, can you give your company a plug, mate?
Right, thanks, Bardo. So we're MJR Building Approvals. We're a local building surveying and certification company. We're just based down at 8 Mile Plains. Small team. We do residential work, commercial, industrial, basically anything that comes in.
Just leave it to me from here on in, Mike. MJR Building Approvals, out at 8 Mile Plain, commercial, residential, anything you want, get them on the job.
Oh, nice.
Love it. Thank you.
That is the voice of Fox Cricket.
Oh, yeah. He'll invoice you, though, Mike. That'll be the other rub.
Thanks, mate.
All right.
A file has come across my desk marked top urgent, and I'm surprised that we didn't see this story earlier in the year from February.
What do you got?
It is entitled Passenger... drops a fart so putrid, pilot forced to make an emergency landing.
Is that the headline you've got there?
That is the headline. A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a row was caused after a passenger refused to stop farting.
So it was a physical row, wasn't a hole blown in the side of the plane.
No, we've
taken a hit.
Didn't start a fire. No, a Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport was forced to divert to Vienna after an old bloke wouldn't stop flatulating on the plane. No. And the two blokes next to him just started up. They just went, "Radio, brother, this is on." So the punch-up starts and it had to be diverted.
Oh, God.
Police boarded the plane with dogs to try and quell the fire.
Oh, they would have found the source of it because they got that keen sense of smell, those dogs.
That's right. They were very keen on the flight.
Can you just tell me, because I've seen this incident, I've seen it once on a plane, a guy jumped up and he did have a foreign accent, someone was doing something, was doing what this guy was doing, and this guy just drove and said, "Who is the beast? No more. There is no more farting." And then he just looked everyone in the a three square
radius
and just sat down, did it twice during the flight. There was someone doing something that was just slinking into this.
So proud of their flatulence.
Well they're not when they get threatened. They're laughing when they're mates, but some dirty dogs.
It's a bit embarrassing on a plane, but I've arched the back a few times on a plane. You just feel the pressure is building.
How did the old bloke get, how did he get pointed at? did someone dust his pants?
I think it had become obvious. Maybe it was fairly audible as well.
Okay, can we stop? Have we had enough of farting?
Apparently that's what happened in New York too when Sully landed on the Hudson. Someone's just cracked one down in economy.
I'm going to get down.
They had reason, people.
That's what happened to the shuttle.
It's the big breakfast.
Okay, that's enough.
Brisbane's Triple M.
Okay, you guys obviously know that yesterday was a fairly significant birthday for me. And I am a big sentimentalist. You know, I love things that come from the heart. So with my three sons, who are 14, 16 and 18, I said to them, "It's not about the money, guys. I really don't need stuff." But, you know,
that's not real hard to say because they haven't got any money.
Well, if they do have money, it usually comes from me. So it's slightly pointless.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do a really nice heartfelt card. Things like that are totally fine with me. But they actually managed to crack something that I thought was very cool. So you know how I'm getting married on the weekend and the kids are coming on our honeymoon and there's going to be 9 of us cruising around America. Mm. Well, one of the things that the boys have been trying to do to raise some money is that I had some old furniture lying around and they wanted to put it on Gumtree.
Oh, good one.
And I said, well, if you manage this process, and Sean certainly helped them, put up the photos and stuff, but if you manage this process, then you can keep the cash. And we've had a whole pile of stuff that's been going over the last couple of weeks.
You haven't got any furniture left, have you?
Well, they have to ask permission before they sell the major couch. No, but there was 4 bar stools that were handmade wrought iron with a wooden seat, and they were pretty cool, and they got some interest on Gumtree. Anyway, a guy came to pick them up, and the boy started to talk to him. And it turns out that the bloke wanted them for his tattoo parlour, which is in Sherwood, called True Love.
Yeah.
Now, they were chatting to Mez, this guy, and they were saying, I must have been talking about going on the honeymoon or whatever. Anyway, it turns out that Mez was the tattoo artist who came and tattooed my first ever tattoo on air about 8 years ago.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
really?
I got this tattoo on my wrist with a girlfriend of mine called Susie who had terminal cancer and sadly she's passed away. But this tattoo means a huge amount to me.
Righto.
And the bloke in my garage,
show it to me.
It's What's just a star. Like? It's just a tiny yellow star.
Is that
star.
Orange inside or yellow?
Yeah, it's kind of
yellow
and orange.
Outside. Right. 5-point star?
5-point star. Righto. And I got it done done on air, and it was really significant to me. And I always said that when the boys were older, right, I would get them to pick a star and a colour, and I'd get three more stars added to that star to represent my boys.
Righto.
So anyway, these resourceful children of mine had a chat to Mez and said, "Hey, mate, how about we do a contra deal?
Oh.
You take the stools.
The chair
stools,
for tats.
Stools for tats.
Stools for tats." So my birthday significant birthday present is a voucher to True Love Tattoo Parlor in Sherwood.
To get three
to
more
get
stars.
To get the three stars, and the boys will come with me, and they didn't spend a cent.
Oh.
Ain't that fine? I just thought that was the best thing.
Is that the only ink on you, Robin?
I've got a set of angel wings just at the base of my neck, not like Jonathan Thurston's, can I just say?
A full back piece.
Yeah. So what's Mez do? Like if I had a full dining room table, what could I get? Like, what would I get for that?
I don't know.
What tat would you get, Marlo? Have you ever thought about getting one?
What would you get, a full back tattoo? What would you get?
I've got
the Triple M symbol.
Oh,
Dr. Dan
playing the guitar.
On the chest.
Oh, mate, that'd take a TV. How much?
Could you imagine Dr. Dan on your chest with all that chest hair?
Oh, just poke. Well, that'd be his hair. You'd shave the rest of it.
Oh, that's unreal, Rob.
Yeah, I know. So my boys have managed to get me a truly heartfelt, important thing that I like. My mum was a little dubious. They're like, "Your sons gave you tattoos for your birthday?"
Yeah. Don't want to put you under pressure. Are you going to get inked on air again? Or,
oh, well, you can if you want to. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. But, yeah, you did a good job, so I'm going to happily go back and do it again.
Oh, great bartering. The big breakfast.
I thought it's a chair per tat. I reckon he's getting away with a chair, a stool there for free.
For tats,
big breakfast on Triple M.
Interesting news this week about school suspensions. It turns out that since the Newman government, way back when, changed the power that principals have within schools and giving them more power, in that time, which has been about the last 4 or 5 years, suspensions from schools has doubled. So kids getting suspended for doing stuff they're not supposed to.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Has doubled.
It is ridiculous.
Why, mate, don't send them home. They don't want to go to school.
No,
so
they
you're
don't.
Making them happy. Put them in a little school jail and just make them go to school longer.
Yes. Well, school prison farm. You get a chain gang out on the oval picking up rocks or, you know, trimming the grass.
I don't think their jurisdiction has gone that far. Oh. I don't think they're allowed to actually create a
now,
chain gang.
What did you say?
We could still get flogged at school when I was at school. The year I started at high school, they stopped the cane, but still behind closed doors.
Oh,
you could opt for, "We're going to call your parents," or
"Cop this."
Six of the best.
Over.
Yeah. Did they hit you on your butt?
Mm.
Because it finished for me when I was in primary school, and they were only ever allowed to hit us on the hand.
Gee, there was
we had this PE teacher that would hit you across the ass with a arrow.
Wow,
that's
former, what did former you army. Do to qualify right,
what we
for
did
such
was,
things?
Emergency teacher Mrs. Duncan was taking us for softball, and we started mooning her from different bases, so we're exposing ourselves. And,
what a tale.
Yeah, and then so Ray Keane lined us up in the gym, pants down.
What's right that? What was that offence described as when Mrs. Duncan handed over to the disciplinary officer? What's his name? What's his name? The cruel
Ray
man?
Keane.
Ray. Yeah, what did she say you did?
Probably just flashing a
brown eye.
Yeah.
I would say brown eye, severe brown eye.
How many arrow hits was that?
One. That was enough.
Well, considering in the last, 20, 30 years, they've not allowed to whip children and suspensions are on the increase, as are expulsions. If you've been suspended for something that's creative, the more imaginative, the better. We may, in fact, reward that, even though we're not.
If anyone's been arrowed, you don't want to talk to them. It's just suspended, correct?
Yeah, we just want suspensions. What did you get suspended for, or what stories have you heard of kids getting suspended? What did you do? Daniel of Ormo?
It was the day before muck-up day or the night before muck-up day, and we, about four mates and myself, we knocked off all the four sale signs in about a 12-block radius around the school.
Mm.
We plastered them all over the school the day before muck-up day.
Good.
That's not bad.
I think it was like 117 signs.
Oh.
Hold on, but that was the day before you graduated in grade 12, they suspended you.
No. It was the day before we started our exams.
So we don't have muck-up day over here in Queensland.
So what happened? Did you...
My parents had to beg and plead for them to let me take the exams. It was, I spent all year studying. And the day before that, just thought, yep, let's sell the school.
That's a brilliant idea.
I love the fact you're still chuckling too, Daniel.
Terrific.
Danielle of Pullenvale, what did your son do?
He had done 10 years of schooling, never been in trouble, and he decided to super glue the cables to the back of the computer and the mouse to the computer desk.
Oh, dear. And what happened?
He got suspended and we had to pay half because it was him and another boy.
Now, what's he gone on to? A life of crime or is he in IT?
No, not nothing. He's working on a farm doing agriculture.
And how much did it cost you, Danielle?
$780.
How long was he suspended for?
5 days.
Oh, Lordy. Oh,
gee,
Lordy, that's expensive. It sounds like, was that in New Zealand, Danielle, or here?
No, it was in Queensland, yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, it is very expensive.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, did he end up paying for that?
No, let's not worry about it. Okay. Phil of Crestmead, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I went to Whitefriars College.
Yeah, hello.
And the moon landed know about chair sliding. But you take the tears off the science lab tears, and when it's been raining, you go up the top of the hill near the oval.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you start sliding down. And I got caught too many times by Mr. Marwini, and I got 2 weeks suspension.
Did you two go to the same school?
Mr. Marwini was our Irish English teacher. Mr. Marwini.
Get ready your bubbly gum.
Okay. Bubbly gum.
That's right.
Did you ever get arrowed?
I know old mate that he's talking about down in the old army bunker.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, really?
No, we were getting the strap. I was in the same year as Pat Cash, so a little bit before.
Oh, Pat Cash. Did Pat Cash ever tell you how much he hated the moon?
No. I think we were before that time.
I know.
Yeah, so you're a bit younger than me, Phil, before...
No, I'm older.
Oh, you're older.
I'm in my 50s, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Phil, what's your surname?
Steel.
Do you remember the Steels?
No. Yeah. I do remember the Steels.
This is becoming a little bit like community radio. Yeah.
Good old days reminiscing about getting beaten with an arrow.
Halcyon days.
Police will launch an investigation off this segment.
Brisbane's Triple M.
Hey, we don't talk much Formula One racing, motor racing.
No, we don't.
Because Lewis Hamilton's just dominating everything, sweeping all before him, breaking records.
Where's he from?
He's from England, yeah. Oh, yeah. Geez, he looks like a smart ass, but that's not what I want to talk about.
He's a good-looking man, too. He's stylish.
He's tiny little. He could fit. He's like those little models on top of wedding cakes. That's how
they're all pretty. They're all pretty tiny, aren't they?
All right, and that's what I want to talk about. Little men hitting each other. And we've spoken on this show before about the uselessness of punching a man who's wearing a helmet. Mm. Like, you really need to
work
the
midriff. Why would you do that? That would hurt.
All right, so on the weekend, Robin, further back in the field, Max Verstappen, who drives for Red Bull, he's the other Red Bull driver other than Daniel Ricciardo.
Right.
He was trying to lap a guy called Esteban Ocon, and Ocon said, no, I'm not just letting you go by. And a lot of times slower drivers will just pull over and go, well, he's still in the race, I won't bother him. Clipped him and both out of the race. Well, actually, Verstappen got back into the race, but he spun, had to get out of the gravel. All right, so that's all done. But after the race was over, Verstappen leaves his pit area, goes and confronts this Ocon and gives him a push. And Ocon, they're not very big fellas, and it didn't look like he pushed him out. He said he was smiling at me. He goaded me into it. That's what Verstappen said.
Yeah, Verstappen was pretty angry because he was going to win the Brazilian Grand Prix.
That's
he was
right.
going to win it easy.
And in the end, Hamilton got it. So he was angry. But you can't go around doing that. And there's been repercussions going to come out in the last 24 hours.
What are they?
Max Verstappen has been given 2 days community service by the Formula One ruling body. So Verstappen 21 has been handed down 2 days community service. Now, I'm just wondering what kind of community service.
Would it be whippersnippering median strips? Is that where they'd go? Or would you do something more specific to his ability?
I think it's meals on wheels. So he just, there you go, Nan. Just throwing them out of the car.
It's the big breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.